Comedy Capers.
As we look down the highway, all we can see is a forest of wiggling thumbs, because this edition of Comedy Capers is dedicated to the great American hobo of 1934, the hitchhiker. So let's all hitch a hike on the bandwagon and go along for a good ride as the ensemble trails along behind with their song, Marching Along.
Marching along together, sharing every smile and tear. Marching along together, till the times are clear. Running along the highway, all alone, that's why. Without the bugle, without the drum, we mean to chase the jinx. Oh, rumpty diddly, here we come, we're happy, hinky dink. Oh, marching along together, life is wonderful side by side.
Motion picture star who is to feature this program will be heard later. Meanwhile, we have Bill Ozark, the young man of the mountains, the original slow brain to Arkansas, who has adopted hitchhiking as a profession and is now recognized as a leader in his field. He traveled from New York to Los Angeles and only dislocated one thumb. Bill Ozark.
You know, Tom, I've been worrying about you so much. I hitchhiked all the way in here just to find out how you're getting along.
Well, I'll tell you, it's certainly nice to have somebody worrying about you, but what was the worry?
Well, I had a terrible dream last night, Tom. A dream that you and me was walking through the woods, and all of a sudden a big lion appeared right in the path ahead of us.
Oh.
Then another one come from the left, and then one from the right.
Oh.
Then three from the back, and they all closed in on us.
Oh, guys, that's some dream. But, Bill, you have no idea how proud it makes me feel to know that in that terrifying situation, you worried not about yourself, but about me.
Yes, Tom.
But tell me, what happened?
Well, now, that's what worries me. I don't know. You see, when that first lion showed up, I left.
Bill. Well, you know, I've been doing some worrying myself.
Well, what have you been worrying about, Tom?
Well, I want to buy a house.
Well, most people buy the house and then worry.
Yeah, I know, but I have two kinds of houses in mind. I don't know whether to get a two-story stucco house or to get one of those little long, low Spanish houses made out of adobe.
Tom, you take my advice and get a long little dobe. You know, that's the latest style anyhow, Tom. Look at them new model cars.
Well, there was nothing late about that car you were driving this morning.
Well, you're wrong about that, Tom. That car is always late.
Oh, that car runs down the road sideways like a dog.
Well, that's on account of them two tugboat wheels I got in the front.
Well, why do you say the two front wheels are like tugboats?
One toes in and the other toes out.
Well, what made your car shimmy so when it passed that gas station?
You know how a dog wags his tail when he sees a bone?
Yeah, sure.
Well, every time my car sees a gas pump, it wags its rumble feet.
But I never heard an engine knock like that.
That noise you heard was them knee action wheels, Tom.
Knocking together, huh?
Yes.
Well,
that's right. Fill the gag, that's right.
Well, they didn't have knee action wheels when that car was built, you remember?
Yeah, my car didn't have it either, but it's knock-kneed now.
I saw through that one for you, pal.
But you can't tell me that engine wasn't making a noise, though.
Well,
oh, boy.
It's suffering from exposure, Tom. It's got a pretty bad cough.
Well, are you going to do anything for its cough?
Well, the finances company's got a plaster on it.
Me too.
Well, Bill, don't you think the modern cars are a lot like the modern girls?
Well, now, they both got nice lines and nice paint job, but there's one big difference in them, Tom.
Well, what would you say is the main difference between the modern cars and modern girls?
The modern cars have got something under the hood.
The hitchhikers have adopted a theme song called Some of These Days. But that has nothing to do with...
Mr. Pouse.
Well, hush now. You'll get your chance later.
Oh, but I don't want a chance later. There's a man outside.
Well, let him stay outside. You mustn't bother me now. Please, I'll let you go in the air.
Yeah, but he says, Mr. Pouse, that he must tell
Well, I know, but listen. He doesn't know anything that I don't know, and he can't tell me a thing, see? Now go away and leave me alone. Well, I don't care what he says. Now go away. Ladies and gentlemen, the Blue Pacific Stars, being infected with the spirit of hitchhiking, are going to sing Let's Go Places and Do Things.
Let's go places and do things. Let's go looking for new things. Every lover goes in for a new moon of love. Let's go dancing and dining. For romancing and hiding. Maybe we'll find out where it's dark.
Again, haven't I told you you'll get a chance later? Now, please, don't tell me that man is still out there.
He's still out there, Mr. Pouse, and you know he says...
Well, I don't care what he says. Now, keep quiet. Your turn is coming. Ladies and gentlemen, we have two hitchhikers. The two-man stock company from the stockyards, and from their costumes, they must have been toreadors in the stockyards. Buck and Cleary.
Take care. Beware. Clark and Cleary are on the air.
Buenos dias, senores and senores. We bring you a whiff of old Spain. We take you to the antiquated tonsorial parlor of the barber of Seville. And as our scene opens, Don Alvarez O'Brien, a wealthy Spaniard, has just entered the shop for a once-over. The barber greets his customer effusively, an old Spanish customer.
Ah, senor, my friend.
Never mind the my friend business. Give me a haircut and a quick scrape and cut out the gam. I got to get back to the hacienda.
Si, senor. Si. Oh, yes, si, senor.
Ah, a Spanish yes man. You do all right in pictures. Say, what's this I hear about you running around with my daughter, Chiquita?
Ah, senor, she's beautiful. She's gorgeous. Oh, she's what you call magnificent. She's just like you, senor.
You're telling me? Well, anyway, I don't like the idea of having her get mixed up with you.
Oh, but senor, I love her. I am sure that she loves me.
She only thinks she loves you. It's that sweet smelling stuff that you barbers sprinkle all over yourself. That gets the women winging.
Ah, but senor, I only use the finest bare room. No, my friend, it is not the smell.
And it must be your breath. There's something got her going. You were with her last night, weren't you?
Si, senor. Si.
There you go with that CC business again. What time did you get her home?
Oh, it was not very late. And the padre was with us.
The padre was there. You were drinking that stuff, were you?
No, senor. You do not understand. We had a chaperone.
Chaperone. Don't give me that. I saw you from the window and you were making love to her.
No, my friend. But that is only an old Spanish custom.
Spanish custom is right. Those guys wrote that stuff. Now listen, you've got to cut it out. Do you hear?
Oh, but I cannot give her up now. I love her to pieces.
Well, listen, don't get all hot and bothered about it.
Oh, but senor, those lips, those eyes, those nose, those necks. and more shoulders.
Okay, pal, never mind the inventory. That's far enough.
But my friend...
Never mind now. It's all over, I tell you. You'll never get another chance to do what you did last night.
What was that, my friend?
Kiss Chiquita on the patio. Boy, was I burned up.
Oh, senor, you are breaking my heart.
Yes, if you don't let her alone, I'll break your nose.
Very well, my friend. I will try for you the best. You want a hot towel?
Yes, I want a hot towel. And don't give me a line about a massage and a singe and a shine and a shampoo and no hair tonic. Just the hot towel.
Si, senor. Right away. Here you are.
Hey, what are you trying to do? Scald me?
Oh, I am sorry, senor. But it was so hot, it was burning my hands.
It was burning your hand? What do you think I am, a rhinoceros? Here's your dough. And remember, no more Chiquita.
Chiquita. Chiquita. Come out, Chiquita. You do not have to hide anymore. Your father, he has just went. He does not suspect you are here. Oh, Chiquita, my darling, come to me. Oh, Chiquita, Chiquita, Chiquita. Oh, you are beautiful.
Oh, honey, listen. When you dropped that hot pack on the old man's mush, I thought I'd die.
Oh, my sweet one. What are we to do, my Chiquita?
What are we to do? Well, listen, we'll hop a bus and we'll get away from here. We'll go where there's moonlight and rose bowers. And I tell you, we'll find a cottage small by a waterfall, and then we'll be married.
Oh, and after we are married, sweetheart, then what will we do?
Well, you know, the old Spanish custom.
Thank you, Clark and Perry.
Oh, Mr. Powell.
Oh, gosh, are you in again? Well, I suppose I've got to let you go on. Step up to the mic now and...
Yeah, but I don't want to do any stuff. I haven't got any stuff. And anyway, the man outside, he said to tell you...
Now, listen. Please forget the man outside. You go on and do your act,
please. Yeah, but that's what I'm trying to tell you. The man outside is from the electrical company, and he says the mic hasn't been on all during the show.
Good night. Well, if the mics are off, we may as well bring the Hitchhiker's edition of Comedy Capers to a close. All right, ensemble, let's close it up.
Without the bugle, without the drum, we mean to chase the jinx. For rumpy diddly, here we come, we're happy hinty dinks. Oh, marching along together, life is wonderful side by side.
The Hitchhiker's edition of Comedy Capers is all over, and this is Tom Poe saying goodbye, but remember, never try to hitch a ride in a covered wagon. It might be the patrol wagon. Thank you.